What's up, Weezers?
Welcome back to Messy Bun Monday. Today we're just gonna kind of, I know we have like a few updates. Our main topic is going to be like beauty standards that like media and everything like pushes out to women and I guess men. I feel like there's beauty standards in men's too, because you don't see a whole lot of dad bods on the front of magazines.
That's true. I feel like you're right with that.
So, like, just beauty standards in general, that what media pushes out to people and what society, I guess, like, stereotypes as beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it is. It's a fucking stereotype. And it pisses me off.
Right. I mean, and again, it goes with, like, everyone has their own, like, type that they're going to be into and whatnot. But, like, so, I mean, you know, someone will embrace you, like, somewhere along the lines. It's just, it's shitty when you are, like, the body type that I am, or, like, you know, anyone that, like, bigger, and you don't see a whole lot of that online. Like, even as a plus-size model, like, Ashley Graham, like, you know, she's not, like, she's plus-size and she's beautiful, but you know that there's way more to, like, being plus-size out and about. So, when they're pushing that and they're calling that plus-size, then it's like, well, what the fuck am I? Like, you know?
Yeah.
So even like the representation for the plus size community is definitely lacking. I feel like it could be way more well-rounded. There's a lot of other people that they could consider to like start, you know, putting on magazines and shit like that. But like, yeah, I definitely think growing up, especially with social media being as big as it is, some of that body image stuff can be super duper harmful, and it's really shitty. And as
well, the thing is like, and then when there is somebody that, you know, does have a body that looks more like mine than what they're saying is plus size, like you said, like, sure, they're a little bit curvy, but there's a lot more women that are a lot bigger than that mm-hmm. want to, like, see it too. And then when there is somebody, like, I know, like, Tess Holliday, I think is her name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's a lot bigger, and she tries to just be she is confident, but then you see, like, all that hate about, like, those people that are, like, it's not cool to like promote obesity.
That's,
and I'm like,
people's favorite thing to say when you see someone plus size, like,
that's happy
celebrating their body and being confident. People's favorite thing to come back at is, do not promote obesity. How dare you promote like these problems and health issues and like blah blah blah. Like, go fuck yourself. You know damn well they're not telling people to go out and become obese, but they're saying if that's your situation, then celebrate your body and be happy with what you do have and take care of it. But that doesn't mean that you should not be confident because you're bigger than a size extra large or what the fuck ever else is represented out there, you know? Like, they're saying be confident in what you have and work with that. Don't like live your whole life hating yourself because everyone else tells you to. So yeah. No, they're not promoting obesity and telling you to go out and get fat. Not one fat person that I know of has ever said, yeah, I highly recommend everyone else goes out and gains this amount of weight and deals with the backlash and the preferential treatment that other types of people get, you know, like, not one person has said that and said, go make sure that this is your lifestyle. They say, if this is the body that you're in and you fit more of the criteria like I represent, then embrace that with yourself. And I'm teaching you that this can be beautiful too. Don't hate yourself because of that.
Yeah. And like, I love that. Like, and most of those women, like Lizzo on her TikTok, are you kidding me? She's always posting videos of her working out.
It's, yeah.
Like, just because you're bigger does not mean you're unhealthy.
Exactly. And that's where the fucking disconnect comes in. Like, the second that someone sees that you are a bigger person, they automatically assume your eating habits. They automatically assume that you're just an extremely lazy, unhealthy person. And that is not the case all the time. Like, sure, of course it is sometimes. Uh-huh. 100%. But you can have plus size people that go to the gym and that work their ass off and this and that. Like, people have different body types, and just because theirs is bigger doesn't mean that they are unhealthy.
Yeah, that it's, and it's so frustrating, and it's so, what's the word I want to use? Like, discouraging.
Yes.
Seeing all of that. Like, that makes me not want to, like, I've been trying lately to like be a little more confident in my body. Cause I was always the type of person that I don't care if it's -2 or 100 degrees outside, I'm in a baggy ass sweatshirt.
Right.
Like, all through like middle school and high school, that was always me. And I'm like, why am I living my life just like covering up? And so the other day when we went to the bars, actually, it wasn't the other day. It was several weeks ago. I've already talked about going to the bars on the podcast. I haven't gone back since. So, but I wore like a mesh shirt, you know, that you could like see through. And I was like, damn, like I feel good. Like I felt fire. Like I'm not gonna lie, I did wear a cardigan over it, but it was also chilly and we walked from one bar to another. So I did have a cardigan, but you know, it was still open, so you could like still see the mesh part. And like I was feeling fine. Like I felt myself that night. Like,
is that when I swiped up on your story?
I think so, yeah.
Bro, you looked freaking cute as hell. And I was like so proud of you for your like, first of all, that outfit was cute as fuck. I was jealous. I was like, oh my god, that's so cute. Second of all, I was like, yes, you fucking get that confidence, you crazy little bee. You better show the world that you are happy in your body and celebrate that and wear some cute fucking clothes and not give a shit about anyone else's opinion.
Yeah, so yeah, and that's what I've like been trying to do, but then like seeing stuff like that is so discouraging.
Oh, 100%.
It makes me not want to do stuff like that, you know?
But it always,
that doing it makes me feel so good.
That's the thing though, is that's always going to be the fight. The fight is always going to be like you cannot let other people get in your head and discourage you, or that will wreck your entire journey. But if you're on a journey for self-love and like confidence and shit like that, you have to literally make it your mission to honestly try your best about fuck what other people think, and then hype your own self up and take care of yourself mentally and like tell yourself that you're a boss ass bitch, because 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, you're not going to get that from other people. So you need to make sure that you're doing that for yourself. And then the good people in the world, they're going to hype you up too. And then listen to what those people have to say and fuck the haters. Like, seriously, yeah. Block everything else out. Because if you allow even an ounce of that to come in and trickle into your head, then it's always going to be that battle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, since I've lost weight, I don't wear clothes that like fit me well. I still wear very oversized clothes because that's my comfort zone. I would say like scared. I'm scared of clothes that are form fitting or a certain material.
And also like after going through your closet, like you would literally have to get at this point, like you've lost so much weight. You'd literally have to get an entire new wardrobe in order to wear stuff that's not baggy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But like when you came to town or whatever, I wore a bodysuit, and that was for the first time in my life. Well, that's a lie. I wore one when I was bigger. It was really hard for me to, like, go out and do it, but I said fuck it because I was with the right group of friends. But anyways, since I've lost weight and really ever, I wore a bodysuit, and I was super duper nervous about it. I was really in my head about it. I was like, oh, like, does this fit right? You know, constantly walking in front of the mirror, like, I don't know if I do this justice, if it's too clingy here, like, if it's flattering. And I said fuck it, and I wore it anyways. And literally, I was so offended because when I walked out of my apartment complex, some man like was in his car talking to his family or whatever with the windows down, and I was walking up to my car, which was next to theirs, and he's like, you guys better not have ordered me no stripper, and looked me like dead in the face. And like I looked up and I was like, there's no fucking way this man is talking about me. Like, are you serious? Like, you know, my makeup was done, I was wearing this bodysuit, I was wearing a pair of jeans, and then I was wearing wedge shoes, and this man dead ass took it upon himself to make a comment about me being a stripper. Like, the one time that I have the confidence to wear something that's more form-fitting and, like, whatever, it showed a little cleave, but it was nothing crazy. Even my mom, who's, like, pretty modest, was like, that's what he called you, a stripper? And, like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. But it got in my head and, like, really affected me because it was the one time that I was really trying to push myself out of my comfort zone and be like, okay, wear something form-fitting. Wear something that kind of shows off, you know, your recent goals that you've been reaching, like whatever. And that man said that, and then so I let it get me down for a little bit, and it really bothered me. But then I decided after that, like, who the fuck is him? Like, who the fuck is he? I don't know him. Like, I have nothing to do with him. If he wants to make an out-of-pocket comment that's like rude, fine, go ahead. But if I look like a stripper, you better be throwing me some fucking ones, a 10, whatever you want. Throw me something, motherfucker, because it's not free to look, and it's definitely not free to make comments like that. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm glad you had that attitude. Like, I mean, I know you let it get you down for a little bit, but like, I'm glad you ended up having that attitude, because that's the attitude you need to have. Like, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm. It's been really, like, it is such a hard thing, like, finding your confidence. And like I've said before on here, you know, when I left my last situation, I built myself back up from literally the ground. Like, anyone that knows me and knew me in that situation, before that situation and now, consistently, man, the difference is absolutely insane. Like, I had no self-esteem, no self-worth, no confidence coming out of that situation. And I have done a damn good job working my ass off to try to build a good foundation for myself and to try to say nice things to myself and think nice things, because that is truly where it starts. Like, it, you know, other people can definitely break you down and get in your head and like ruin what you have, only, but I'm realizing only if you allow them to. And that's my new thing, is like, I've worked my ass off to build myself up to where I am now. And I still have plenty of work to do. I still have bad days where I tell myself some not nice things, but we all do. So my new thing is, they can only cut me back down to that point if I allow them to. If I give that person the power to diminish what I'm building for myself, then sure, they can. But what I'm not going to do is, I'm not going to give that person the power to do so.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Another thing too is like with body images, like some stuff I'm ignorant. Like, I don't even know that someone has an issue with a certain part of their body until I see it like on social media. For example, TikTok. I learned about hip dips. I never knew what the fuck a hip dip was, or knew that I had to be aware of a hip dip, or that so many people had issues or confidence like problems around hip dips. Like, what the fuck?
What's a hip dip?
So you're going to have to look it up, because I honestly don't know how to explain it correctly, but like, literally from what I understand, like where your hips are, like the, like, you know how it kind of juts out a little bit and then.
Oh yeah. 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 Okay. Well,
when it dips back to your leg or something like that. Like, it's that area of your body where it's like, at least if I'm understanding correctly, but
yeah, I know, no, you're right.
Odd thing. And I never was conscious of that before, but like, social media will come up with new problems for you to like have in your head. Like, you,
yeah,
will never,
I never, something like, I mean, that, I guess,
and then bam.
I guess I've like seen people that have hip dips, but like, I, yeah, yeah, like you said, I never realized that it was an issue for people.
Or like fucking thigh gaps. Who decided that was a thing? My thighs fucking kiss each other when I walk, and I like it that way. Thick thighs save life.
My thighs large mouth bass each other when I walk. So I think I could lose all of the fat off my body and my thighs would still not have a thigh gap.
Oh my god, that made me laugh so hard. Dude, I never knew like a thigh gap. That was odd to me too. And like, you know, if you've struggled with any of these, like, I'm not making fun of them. We all have our things. It's just these specific ones that I'm bringing up are things that social media has taught me that I didn't even know, you know, people struggled with. And that was maybe my ignorance. But I also feel like, unfortunately, that's social media projecting and like promoting having issues with these things, because they're teaching you about things that people don't like about their bodies that you didn't even know about, you know?
Literally, like, literally. I never knew. I didn't know.
Wasn't on my radar. And then I was like, a hip dip, like, do I have that? Do I not have that? Is it good? Is it bad? What?
I feel like I don't have a hip dip. I'm trying to decide, but there's just like, there's just a lot in that area because I'm chunky.
Well, same. I mean, shit. But like, the funny thing is too, is when I was losing weight, right? Within losing weight, because I'm still doing that. My biggest insecurity, what I was already projecting in my head was, oh my god, I'm gonna have loose skin on my stomach and I'm gonna hate that, right? That was my thing. I never once thought about my arms or my fucking legs. And guess where the loose skin hit me? My arms and my fucking legs. So my thighs and like my flyaways, that's where I have like the most loose skin. And I never once fucking thought about that being an issue. And like, it is a little disheartening. Like, I don't necessarily like that. But if that's like, if that's the worst of it, and if that's what I get, like, if that's what I have to deal with over being, like, being that extra amount of, like, heavier and, like, whatever, then fine, I'll deal with that. Like, I'm trying to not hate that new thing about myself, because it's part of an actual, like, victory that I did work very hard towards, and, like, I didn't have it on my radar because I truly was ignorant and just thought that, oh, I'm going to lose all of my weight out of my stomach. Nothing's going to come out of my boobs or my arms or my legs. And the funny thing was, that's essentially everything that happened. Like, now, I mean, I've always been blessed in the chest department, but I definitely notice less volume in my chichis now. Like, if I take my hand, right, and I cup my titty, there is definitely less in there than there was before. Like, there is some void room in there.
And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I am honestly scared to lose weight for that reason, because I was blessed with the chunkiness, but I was not blessed with the assets that usually come with the chunkiness, you know, like the bigger booty, the bigger boobs. No, I got a flat ass and little titties. So, and I'm just chunky everywhere else. So like, if I lose weight, I'm gonna be like no chested, like zero chested.
Well, don't let that scare you. Like, honestly, because you would love, like, you're going to love yourself no matter what. You're going to learn to love your body, like, no matter how it changes. And that's what, you know, I'm working on as well. But don't let the proportion thing wig you out.
I know.
But, like, as far as a booty, too, I'm fucking pissed at anyone that's ever I hate when you start talking to a new person and you're like, okay, so are you, like, an ass man? Are you a titties man? Like, what are you? They always say ass man, and I always want to fucking lose my shit. Want to know why? Because I wasn't blessed with a booty, okay? I'm a flat back bitch. I'm a flat back, okay?
And I'm a flat back too.
Bro, when I turned to the side, like, who lied to me? Who fucking lied to me and was like, oh, you have a cute butt? Like, I remember my best friend making fun of me in middle school because that bitch has an ass and everyone knows her because of her ass. Like, if you say her name in my hometown, everyone will be like, oh my God, her ass, you know?
Her ass.
But she used to tell me, like, your butt, like, comes right off your back. Like, fuck you. And now I know what she means. And like,
Lauren, mine is the same way. Mine is literally Jayden, the same way.
I literally didn't like realize that it was this bad, right? My mom bought me this like jumpsuit and I put it on the other day and I turned around and it's not even like a bunny hill when you go to the ski lodge and you got to go to like the baby hills to like start skiing. Bro, there's nothing. That is a flat back bitch. Like, you can't ski because there's no hills or anything, and it's flat fucking solid ground. You could drop an ice cube down my back and it will not hit a hump. I mean, maybe my back titties, but like literally my ass, that shit will just speed up and catch more velocity because it's going down so fast, just straight ground.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And bless his heart, my boyfriend always tries to tell me how nice my ass is, and I'm like, babe, you don't have to lie to me. Like, I know. Like, I know I have a flat ass. You do not have to lie.
Literally, like, oh, man. And so the last time that I had sex, which was, like, last week, he told me I had to go to the bathroom, like, pretty much in the middle of stuff happening. I was like, I have to pee. And so I was naked, and I was, like, walking away or whatever. And he's like, you have such a cute butt. And I was like, okay, why is this man, like, why would you say that to me? Why would you say that to me? Like, that's a fucking lie. That's a fucking
lie.
So, I mean, some men must think it's cute, whatever, it's fine. But I would gain so much confidence if I met one man that was like, tits all the way. I'm a titty man. I would be like, I am the bitch for you. I blessed you. Like, let me show you what I have to work with. But no, every man is, I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. You know, I ain't got no fucking ass. So now
I feel
what?
That. I feel that so hard. God, I feel that so hard. Oh, okay. But I want to say something before I forget again. Okay. I saw a TikTok literally, actually, I think it was just yesterday. Was it just yesterday? Okay. Well, this girl, I didn't actually like creep her page and I didn't follow her. She was on my For You page. And, yeah. But like her picture almost looked like she was like a bodybuilder. Like she had like big arms,
mm-hmm.
like muscular wise. So it almost looks like she's like a bodybuilder now. But her video was her saying when she was 300 and plus pounds, like, and she started losing weight and stuff. She's like, even when she was bigger, she's like, I have to love the body that I'm in.
Yes.
Because even when/if/whatever happens to my body, like, it doesn't matter if I lose weight, what, like, whatever, it's gonna be my body. Just yes. Because I lose the weight doesn't mean I'm not gonna magically get a new body. Like, mm-hmm. No, this is my body for the rest of my life. It's my decision if I choose to love that, like,
mm-hmm. I saw
whether I'm bigger or not. And like, just the way she said it was just like so empowering.
Yes.
And I was just like, go girl.
Yeah, I think that really reached out to a lot of people because, like you said, it was the way she said it. She was like, no matter what size I've been at, I always have the same body. This is my body. Like, I chose to not treat it well, like, beforehand. I'm going to do my best to make sure I treat it well, because I only get this one body no matter what happens with it. And like,
yeah,
I just, like you said, I think she just worded that so beautifully. And like,
oh, did you see that one too? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the way she said it, I was like, yeah.
I know. I was like, oh my God, like that really hits home the way she said it. And that's so right. Like, no matter what, this is your body. Like, you know, like, yes, plenty of things can change with it. Your body can do crazy things, but like, it is the same one the entire time that you have it. So like, please make sure that you are trying to be conscious at treating it well, whether that's even mentally or physically. Like, you treat yourself well, because that is what you have to work with.
Yeah, be gentle with yourself.
Seriously, I think that's a big thing that like needs to be, you know, instilled more, is like, be kind to your own self. Like, fuck everyone else. Like, how do you treat yourself at the end of the day? Like, yeah, other people are assholes, totally, but like, are you nice to yourself? Like, how do you talk to yourself? Because if you talk to yourself that same way, that needs to be fixed first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end of the day, you're always alone with yourself. Like, when everyone else leaves and there's no one else lingering around, like, you are alone with yourself. So how do you speak to yourself? How do you think of yourself? Like, you need to make sure that you're being kind to yourself first, and that needs to be a big piece, is that you need to make sure you're doing positive self-talk, positive affirmations if you need to, like, you know what I mean? Just make sure that you're being kind to yourself first.
Yeah, and then once you have that, like, I feel like everything in relationship aspects, like, not like, you know, significant other relationships, but I feel like just like relationships in general, like, just having that confidence is such an attraction for people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you're like more confident and like putting yourself out there more, it's going to be easier to make friends, it's going to be easier to find a significant other, it's going to be easier to love others because you love yourself. Like,
oh, 100% I can attest to that. Like, once you learn to love what you have and to treat yourself well and to like gain that confidence, everything else like seems to fall into place. And it's like, what the fuck, like, where did all of this come from? Like, I'm not used to experiencing this or that. Like you said, whether it's friendship, relationship wise whatever, like, if you're a positive light, like, people are going to gravitate towards that. So if you're positive to yourself and you go out there and you can be that light that someone else is like missing in their world, and they can see that in you, that you just radiate like positivity and like confidence, that is going to be 100% way more attractive to someone than if they can see that you're a dark cloud that just fucking rains all day.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of just like being a ray of sunshine, one of my coworkers today was talking to like one of the new girls that I haven't gotten a chance to work with yet.
Yeah.
And like, they were working together, and so I went in to talk to her quick, because my kids were outside and her kids were in the gym, and like the door to outside is in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just kind of standing at the doorway talking, and she goes, hey, this is Jade, and this is the one I was telling you about. And she turns to me, she's like, I was telling her how you are the best person in this entire center. Mm-hmm. And like, how you're just like, she said, I think, I'm pretty sure she used the words ray of sunshine actually.
Awesome.
So like, and that like just made me feel so good, you know. So like, just having that like happiness and like confidence, like,
people
people notice.
People definitely pick up on that. Like, even if you don't think that they do, then that shows you right there, like, wow, you know, I've been working on some self-improvements at, like, you know, trying to be nicer to myself and, like, being a happy-go-lucky person. And literally, without saying anything or, like, having to advocate for yourself, like, other people are noticing that and, like, expressing that to others, like, oh, my God, she's so good to be around. She's so happy. She's positive. Like, it's great. Like, that's awesome. And that's that's such a unique and like nice compliment, as opposed to like, oh my God, you look so pretty. It's, oh my God, your literal attitude and outlook is like, I want to be around that and I want to share that with other people. Mm-hmm. That's so much more valuable, I think.
It is. So like, I guess my biggest takeaway from this whole thing is just like, rock what you got and just like 100%. Be happy and confident in it. Like, that's your body. You're going to have to live in it the rest of your life. Treat it well. And it's going to treat you well.
Well, and at the end of the day, like, don't get me wrong. Like, don't, like, literally nobody is perfect. Like, you can have the idea of what you want to be and, like, have your goals, whatever. That's totally fine. But you have to know that everyone else is fighting their own battles too. Each single person that you see has something or multiple things that they do not like about themselves. And you might think that that thing is the coolest thing in the world and that's what you want for yourself. And it might be the one thing they hate about themselves. Like every mm-hmm. single person is having that internal battle. And like you just have to, you have to acknowledge that nobody else is perfect. And like, we can't want everything that everyone else has. Like, work on what you have, love what you have, value what you have, and then the rest of it, like I said, will fall into place. Like, and you know what? If you don't like something, then sure, if you can change it, change it. Like, and even plastic surgery wise, that's fine too. Like, if you don't like your lips, you think they're too small, get lip filler if you want to, and fuck what anyone else says. Like, as long as you're doing what makes you happy and what makes you be nice to yourself and treat yourself well and you love yourself, if do that's it. Something you want to do, fucking do it and fuck what other people say. Like, you are welcome to do whatever you want with your body, and that is up to nobody else, and that nobody else's opinion matters in that space. So if you do want to change something cosmetically, fucking do it. Fucking do it.
If it's going to make you have that confidence to like just put out that positivity, then yeah, do it. Do it. I want to also reiterate something that you had said earlier. I just like picked up on it. One, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but two, mm-hmm. like you said, you're going to be somebody, somebody's going to be attracted to you just the way you are.
Yeah.
And it might take you a while to like get to that point where you find that person, because unfortunately there's 7 fucking billion people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's attracted to something different. Like, I never thought I would find a guy that like is as attracted to bigger girls as like my boyfriend is to my body.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I was going to find that. I thought I was always going to be with somebody that was like, meh, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
sure, they tell me that they love me, but like that's how my last relationship was. Like, he told me that he loved me, but like he didn't make me feel it, you know?
Yeah, and that is a world of difference. Like, words are words, but if you can make me feel what you're saying, then, and you can show me that, obviously that is like, that's the gold mine. It's like, I want to feel what you're telling me. I want to be able to know that that is truth, because you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, like now, like, my boyfriend will be like, I love your body. Like, he'll tell me, like, he'll be specific. He'll
yeah.
be like, oh yeah, I love you. I love you. I mean, he says that a lot too, you know, but like, but like, he's like specific, and like, he just like makes me feel better about myself.
Well, and that's another thing too, is like, that's what's so nice about like each individual person. Like, right. So say for example, my ex-boyfriend didn't like my thighs. Okay. Somebody new could randomly one day be like, oh my God, like in a different setting, like, I fucking love your thighs. Like, oh, I just love them. They're my favorite part of you. And you're going to be like, what, really? Like, because you were taught to hate that part of your body, but somebody else is going to fucking love that. So like, the things that do make us self-conscious, other people could absolutely adore about us. And we could be way in our heads about it and have no idea that someone else thinks of that as their favorite part of us.
Yeah. And then the people that don't like a certain part of you and make it known, like, you don't need them. You don't need them in your life. Like, you need to X-nay them out immediately.
Yeah. If your significant other is literally sitting there being like, I hate your fucking big toe and I hate your elbows and like, blah, fuck them. Like, seriously, fuck them. And if you have someone too, like my last situation, he always said like, oh, if you ever get cosmetic surgery, like if you ever get lip fillers or anything, I will leave you and blah 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 blah. First of all, I haven't done that, but if I want to now, fuck it. And if I have the money, I'll do it if I want to. And I'm not gonna care about someone saying they're gonna leave me for changing something if it's something that I want to change about myself.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I kind of do want lip fillers a little bit.
Oh, I want them so bad. So bad.
Okay. One, get them if you want them, but also two, I would honestly be so happy just to like even have as full of lips as you have. Because yours are fuller than mine, so like. But, I mean, if you still want lip fillers, like, get them, girl. Like, damn.
Bro, I would if they weren't, like, hundreds of dollars. And, like,
are they really? I've never even looked into it. I just say I want them.
Well, it obviously depends on, like, where you go. But, like, I know this girl in Texas. It's not who you think it is. But I know this girl in Texas that just got them. And she said that it is, like $660 for a half of a syringe, and she got a syringe and a half.
Holy shit.
She paid like what? A lot of money right there.
Probably almost $2,000 all right. Said and done.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know it's different everywhere you go. I'm pretty sure I know someone here in Minnesota that got them done and it was around $600. But then again, like this stuff like goes away in like 6 months to a year. So like you're, if you want them and if you like them a lot, you're continuously doing this. So like as of right now, at this point in my life, I don't have an extra $600 to $1,000 to just dedicate to that. But if I did, trust me, and I wanted to do it, I will do it and not give a fuck what anyone else says anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
You go, girl.
But, like, also, if anyone wants to, like, pay for me to get lip fillers.
Sugar daddy's where you at?
Bro, speaking of schmully schmans and, like people paying for things.
Schmully schmans.
Yeah. when I was at that man's house last week getting dick down or whatever, he was like, we should make an OnlyFans. And I was like, yeah, you're funny as fuck. And he's like, why? We can both use a little extra money. And I was like, I mean, you're not wrong. And I was like, you make one, I'll pay for it. And he's like, nah, nobody would pay. And I said, trust me, I get this dick for free and I would still pay to see it. And he was like, we should make an OnlyFans. And I was like, you are funny, sir.
I mean, I'd root for you.
I mean, if I could, like, get – I bet in my head. That's why I'm on this confidence kick right now is because the last time I was over there – like, you already know the story about the numbers, but the last time I was over there, he was saying again, like, you know, get up here so we can do the numbers. And I was like, no, because here's my thing. When I show up, right, I'm clean, I'm pristine. Like, I'm in good quality condition. And then after some more play, it's not – like in the condition that it came in, like, you know what I mean? And so I was in my head, I was like, I am not getting up there now. Like, why didn't you start off with this? Like, why didn't we do that? I'm not doing it. I'm not getting up there. And he's like, he just kept telling me, he's like, get up here. And then he's like, I'll take care of you. And I was like, oh my god,
oh my god.
Just, like, the way he said, I was like, oh. But I never ended up doing it. But that's my thing, is like, I've been in my head. So there's been a couple things that and he's like, why don't you do it? I know you want to, like, I know you would like it. And he's right, he's not wrong, and he's not pressuring me. He's genuinely correct. Like, I would like it, I would enjoy it, it would be good. It has been in the past, but like, I get too in my head about it. And the reality is, like, he wouldn't care about the condition of the punani because he's the one that made it, you know.
In the condition that it was in.
Yeah. And so he's the one asking for it. So really, I need to get out of my head and just be like, this man wants me up here. Okay, let me put it on you. I need to get out of my head and just be like, all right, like, whatever you say. But when I was walking to the bathroom, he was like, you have a cute butt. Like, it was something about... Why wouldn't I put it, like, up in his face or whatever is what he was saying.
Oh!
And I was like, oh.
He want to eat the booty like guacamole?
No. He wanted to do the numbers, but maybe he would have licked it. I don't know. He's a little quick.
He wanted to eat the booty like guacamole?
Yeah, I might let him do it. I don't know. I trust that man. Wait, it was something about the way he said, hop up here, I'll take care of you. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, just that, the way he said that alone. Oh, sir, you better back it on up because, oh. And the man, he says that. Ooh, I just, you know, you already know how I feel about him. But the way he said, I was, like, sucking his dick or whatever. And,
I was like, sucking his dick or whatever.
Why are you dying? I was like, sucking his dick or whatever.
Just the way, not like what you're saying, but the way you're fucking saying things right now is having me rolling. I'm not even kidding. You're so fucking funny. I was sucking his dick or whatever.
I was like, sucking his dick or whatever. And and he hit me with the good girl. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, do that again.
I was literally like, oh, so this is what we're doing now? Like, this is what we're doing? And so then I said something to him. I can't remember what he said. So he told me he was going to take that statement back. And I was like, that's not cool. But anyways, he was just giving me a hella compliments, like telling me, like, ooh, I could do this all day and this and that. And I'm like, yes, sir. So could I. But Anyways, long story short, just a little update. I had sex last week after not having sex for like months. It's with my consistently inconsistent person, and it was great. You know, 10 out of 10. More. 10 out of 10. Give him more, but it was fun. It was a fun time, and I just need to like stop being in my head about stuff, because I like I'm comfortable with him. It's just I don't know why I overthink things, and then that gets me in my head, and I'm like, ah. But I don't need to be like that. I know that. So I need to work on that and just, like, go spur of the moment shit, because we could have some even more hella fun if I just, like, wasn't so – such a scaredy cat sometimes.
Yeah.
But
– Well, I feel like that – I mean, that ties into, like, our entire episode, like, just having confidence and
– Mm-hmm.
And it takes time. Like I said, I normally would never wear something like I did to the bars the other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, and I felt fucking good. And like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and so I mean, it's gonna come slowly. Like, I'm not saying I'm gonna wear a mesh shirt every single fucking day of my life, yeah. Or like start incorporating crop tops every day or something crazy like that. But like, it makes me a little more open to try something new like that. Like, throw a crop top in the mixture or something like that, crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
I say crazy, but
something like atypical for you.
Yeah, something atypical for me.
Well, and having that positive experience, of course, is gonna like condition you to be more comfortable the next time you want to do that. It's gonna be like, oh, you know what, this wasn't bad last time, I did have a good experience.
Yeah, and now maybe you'll look next time and maybe you will, you know, get on top after a little bit of foreplay. Like you said, he was the one that put your punani in that position, so he can deal with it.
Yeah. Bless his soul. That man is oof. What the heck else was I gonna say?
Sorry if you can hear my dogs. Okay. They're in the other room because, you know, so they weren't loud during this recording, and they're not having it right now.
Gotcha. I had sex at nighttime. I had sex in the morning time, and then I left really early in the morning. And he was nice enough to be like, "Did you get home?" And like, whatever. But anyways, other update. The reason why I ended up going over there.
Oh yeah,
there's a couple updates needed for this situation. So the guy that like I've been talking to, that you guys have heard about, the one I've been on dates with, the one I've hung out with, and then he like large mouth bassed me when he tried to kiss me, and like I just wasn't into that. Couple of things like went down with him. Nothing has ever been like physical. There's been no like sexual interaction there. Not that that matters, but like I don't know, I felt the need to clarify that. And so he has like alluded to sexual things like a couple times when we've been talking or hanging out, and like for me
it just hasn't been the right time.
No, for me I feel like that would just like come naturally or like be progressing when we were hanging out. Then like you shouldn't feel the need to have to ask me where I'm at with that like consistently. Like if it was going to happen or if it was like building up, then that would be natural. Like I like that stuff to happen organically. I don't want you to call me and be like, "Do you want to get freaky with me on Thursday?" Like I don't want to have to schedule it like that. Like you need, like if we're hanging out and it's going to go that direction, like things would be progressing with us. Like we would be hitting some bases and like, you know, whatever. We wouldn't just be like a smooch here and there because I don't want you to large mouth bass me again. And so whatever, that was happening. And then we had plans last week, the day that I went over to my sneaky league's house. And we were going to hang out and we were going to go to a mall that's like an hour away. And I had gotten off of work early so that I could be ready at a decent time before the mall would like close. So we would have time to do the drive there, walk around it before it closed. So I got off work early. I curled my hair. Like I got super cute. I wore a dress. I wore really cute shoes, like stuff that I don't normally do because I wanted to feel really good. And I was excited for a change of scenery. Well, then, like I said, I got off work early. So I was off work at 2. This motherfucker texts me at 4:30 or something like that, telling me like, "Oh, we're not going to be able to go to the mall." And this was his plan. This whole thing was his plan. "We're not going to be able to go to the mall. Like, we're just going to, we can kick it and watch a movie tonight at my place." And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, I did not do all this to like, first of all, I'm not even high maintenance. Like, I'm fine sitting somewhere and watching a movie. That's fine. But like, when I got dressed like this and like put in so much effort to see a different change of scenery and like go do something else, then that's what was in my head. And I don't want to go sit at your house and watch a movie on your futon.
Well, wearing a first dress. When he changed it to the movie, he said 7, right?
No, okay, so there's more. So then he says, he basically just said, we're not going to make it to the mall. I'm in this town. Like, we're going to kick it and watch a movie. And I said, okay. And he's like, are you okay or something? And I was like, I mean, I'm irritated, but it is, like, it's whatever. So then he calls me. And he was like, why are you being like this? I'm doing the best I can, blah, blah, blah. And was just rude. And then I said, what time are you going to be back? He said, 6 p.m. I'm like, okay. Well, he called me. He was an hour away. That was at 4:30. So you'd be back at 5:30, but it's fine. So he told me he was going to be back at 6 p.m. He's like, can we hang out at 7? And I'm like, oh, my God, this keeps getting pushed back later and later. Keep in mind, I've been off of work since 2 o'clock, like, waiting, like, getting ready and waiting.
So yeah.
Then he texts me, and he was like, okay, can we hang out at 7:30? I actually have a presentation to do, too. And that's when I was like, okay, fuck this shit. Like, I'm going to – normally I would cave, and I would always, like, make myself available to whenever he could hang out. Like, I would always, like, change it and be okay with the changes. This time I'm like, no, I value my time. Like, I've been off this entire fucking time waiting on this motherfucker. He keeps pushing it back over and over and over. He clearly doesn't value my time, and I'm not going to sit here and just accept that any longer. Like, I deserve better than that. So I was very clear that we wouldn't be hanging out. Like, I was like, no, it's good. Like, do your presentation. We're just going to make plans for a different day. It's whatever. And he's like, no, please, like, forgive me, like, let's just hang out. I'm gonna finish it now. I said no. Like, I repeatedly was like, no, it's good. I'm gonna, like, it's whatever. And I said no numerous times. He's like, well, then I'm just gonna come over. Like, first of all, do not invite yourself over when I'm telling you I'm not gonna see you. Second of all, like, again, don't just assert yourself and tell me that you're coming to my apartment when I never was like, hey, do you want to come over?
Yeah.
I might have said the same thing twice there, whatever, but it's fine. So then, anyways, this conversation goes on. I said, no, 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 numerous times. Like, I was like, nope, nope, it's all good. Like, it's whatever. And he said, I bet. So I was like, okay, well, that's where it's going to leave off. He understands we're not going to hang out tonight. It is what it is. I made other plans to go get a drink with Hope. And so Hope and I go get a drink, and I'm at the bar with Hope, and my phone is ringing, ringing, ringing. That motherfucker called me 5 times. And so on the 5th time, I finally pick up, and I'm like, hello? And he's like, Lauren, why are you doing this? And I was like, doing what? And he's like, not answering my calls. And I'm like, because I'm out. Like, I'm with a friend right now. He's like, are you kidding? Are you for real right now? And I was like, no, I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm out. Like, why? Because I'm at your apartment. And I was like, why? I didn't tell you to do that. Like,
you actually told him the complete opposite.
Yeah. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm at your apartment right now. Like, I was trying to see you and, like, whatever. And I was like, well, I'm not there. Like, I have other plans. Bye. Like, whatever. So then he texted me like a half hour later. He had the audacity to be mad at me for not being at my apartment when I told him not to come over. And like, I never asked him to come to my apartment. So he just popped up out of nowhere. Like, that's fucked up. And that pissed me off. That made me feel like kind of uncomfy, where it's like, I made myself clear that I wasn't going to see you, that I wasn't going to make plans with you that night. And then you felt the need to try to force my hand and pop up at my apartment. That's like fucked up. So then he ended up texting me, like, telling me he hopes that I have fun with my friend, and that he hopes that I've forgiven him by the next day and he'll talk to me the next day. And then he, like, slid up on my Snap story and was, like, complimenting me or whatever, and I was ignoring him because I'm over it. So then the next day he texted me, like, really early in the morning, and I just didn't want to have – like, I didn't want to deal with his shit. And so I texted back, and I was like, I'm going to be a lot less talkative. Like, I'm going to be focusing on work and packing until I move. And he was like, all good, or something like that. And so that was last week, Friday. And so today is Friday. So – we didn't talk for literally an entire week. And then all of a sudden last night, I got a text from him. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, so apparently if I, like, leave this to go look at a text message, it cuts off my microphone. But so I have to type this text message so that I can read it.
Okay.
So he texted me last night and he said, hey, Lauren, I wanted to give you space and take time to work on my problems, but I want you to know that I miss you greatly. Once again, I'm sorry for not putting you first. Please forgive me. I want for us to be cool again, but if not, it's okay. Thanks for being kind and nice to me. I'll always remember you. And then he put a heart. So then I was like, ugh, like, I'm a little torn with this. Like, what do I say back? And so essentially I said, like, thank you for giving me the space. Like, I needed that. And then I let him know as well, like, part of the problem for me was that you showed up to my apartment after I was clear that we weren't going to hang out. Like, that was a little messed up. And so then he says back, I was going to tell you the terrible things that happened to me that day. I lost a lot that day, but I still didn't want it to affect the plans we made. Trust me, I was in your parking lot with tears in my eyes. I wish you can read my mind and you will see what I'm going through. But thank you for hitting me back. You just made my day, or something like that. And then he ended up calling me. And, like, we ended up, like, kind of getting into it and just having this, like, long conversation. But we see things two completely different ways. I see him showing up at my apartment as like a little bit sketchy and uncomfy, and it made me feel like he was trying to force my hand and force me to see him when I had been very clear that I wasn't going to. And he sees it as that was him trying to prove that he cares and just check in on me and like make sure that I was okay. So he was like upset that that part made me mad. He thought it was fucked up that I thought that that was fucked up. But the people that I've talked to about it all agree that like him popping up at my apartment after me not answering my phone and being clear about not wanting to hang out is like odd.
Yeah, I definitely like if I was in your position, I definitely would not feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I mean, yeah, there is two different sides to every story. So I guess, I mean, I can see how he thought that, but at the same time, like, that's, I feel like that was the type of thing that like should have maybe been brought up to you and maybe made sure that you were okay with before it was just done.
Well, and he never communicated like, oh, I'm coming over to check on you and make sure you're okay. It was, no, I'm at your apartment and I'm mad that you're out and you're not here. Like,
yeah. And plus he got mad at you over it, which is not okay.
Mm-mm. So yeah, then I went to go see my sneaky link and I had sex instead and it was
which you deserved. So
it's yeah, fun. And you know, like, honestly, and don't get me wrong, like, even if I was juggling these two people, it wouldn't be a big deal because me and this guy that we were talking and, like, going on dates, we were not, oh my God, this dog and this fucking squeaky toy. We were not progressing, like, nothing physical was happening. We never had a conversation about, like, what are we? What are we going to be? Like, where is this going? So to me, it was like we were basically, like, friends is what I was feeling like. So for me to go see, like, my consistently inconsistent person, I don't feel bad about it because I wasn't, like, talking to him on the side, too. It just was something that came up, and then I did it, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's all I have as far as an update or anything like that, so...
Right. I'm the only update I think I have this week is the fact that I think I'm gonna need a fucking root canal, so that's gonna be fucking great.
Oh yeah, those are always fun.
And I know I should have gotten it checked out a long time ago because I've had dental insurance. Mm-hmm. And I just never did anything about it, and now it's to the point where it's like kind of aching all the time.
Ooh, yep.
And so that's great. I love it. And it's weird because I grew up not hating the dentist because my mom was a dental assistant and I actually loved going. I loved when my mom cleaned my teeth and I loved all the doctors there.
Yeah.
And now that I'm an adult and it's not my mom cleaning my teeth anymore, now I'm like, right. Maybe not. Anyways, yeah, that's really the only update I have. Other than that, I have nothing. Oh, my house did sell. Did I say that? But I think I said that last time.
Mm-hmm, you did, yeah.
Yeah, my house sold, but the person is
to rent it out again. Told me that personally, but
oh well, yeah, so they sold my house, but my landlord sold it to somebody who supposedly wants to renew leases, so I'm not gonna be homeless.
That's all gonna work out.
Yeah, and now I'm just still waiting for that phone call on the other job, which she said she was gonna call me this week. So I asked my mom, my mom worked there, whatever. So I asked my mom, I was like, should I call her today and like kind of be like, hey, like, what's good? And my mom was like, no, wait till Monday. So I'm waiting till Monday. Hopefully she'll call me. But yeah, that's all I have.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My dog is just not, he's not having it with all this squeaky.
Oh, my dog is not having it with life right now.
Yeah, it was nice getting to catch up and fill you guys in on everything. If you want, go ahead and follow us on Instagram at FML, we're going to help podcast, no apostrophe and we're, and go ahead and send us some emails of some stories or subjects you want us to cover and would you rather questions for an episode at FML, we're going to help podcast at yahoo.com, no apostrophe and we're, and go ahead and follow us on Spotify.
Yes, and we'll catch you guys for Weasel Laugh Wednesday.
Bye.